Well, it never hurt us to go to Curtis, and that's what we're going to do. Mick from Mick's Bait Shop on the horn with us. What's going on, lady?
Hey, they're out there catching fish and they're snowmobiling.
Well, that's what I hear is actually the fishing's been holding its own, huh?
Yes. Fishing's just playing good right now.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. You guys got some snow, didn't you? So did that hamper anything for a couple days?
It slowed the guys down going out there, you know, because the weather was so bad. But they're out there fishing today, and they're doing good.
Is it sunny there as well?
Yes. Sunny with some patches of blue sky, and it's warming up.
Well, we're supposed to get a little bit of a cool down tomorrow, and then it's going to warm up in the 20s over the weekend. I was supposed to be there this weekend doing some fishing with my buddies, the Gordons, and the whole crew, but it's not looking good right now. I got just too much going on personally to get away. Super bummed about that, but it looks like the spearing is a big-time go.
Yes. The spearing is doing well, and we do have our spearing decoys in stock here, so we got plenty of decoys for everybody.
Now, do you sell one type of decoy more than another, a color scheme or anything like that?
Well, a lot of guys like the metallic ones we've got here. We've got some metallic green, blue, and then a silver and red one that seems to be working quite well. We've also, of course, got our live sucker decoys, too, that the guys really like.
How big are those? Remind folks.
Oh, anywhere from 12 to 24 inches.
Wow. Imagine using a big 24-inch sucker down there. I mean, have you heard about anybody getting any big pike or big muskie?
There's been a 45.5-incher that was speared about a week and a half ago.
That's a whopper. Any chance you got any pictures of that?
You know, I didn't. The gentleman that got it's supposed to get me a picture of it, though. So
we'd love to get that up on our blog, of course, and our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful fish, so.
Well, I know that's what my buddy Mark's going to be doing along with a lot of other folks, Dougie, and I wish I was coming this weekend. I'd love to see you, and I'd love to just get to Curtis because I love it there. It's so much fun to be there. Have you had a lot of traffic in the area, you know, fishermen and just people vacationing?
Yeah, it's getting more and more. I think people are ready to start moving around a bit after all the foul weather we've had here the last week or so.
Yeah, and the forecast is looking pretty darn nice after tomorrow, you know. Single digits tomorrow, then 20s, and then even 30s next week.
Yep, perfect fishing weather, guys.
And we'll continue with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis and get into the walleye perch and pike fishing using hook and line and what live baits, lures, colors, water depths, and more. Our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.